From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 31 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to Day 31 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from the sanctuary right here at the altar, where every Sunday morning we stack the offering plates in preparation for worship and the time where we pass those plates through the pews and collect people's tithes and offerings. Our red letters today are, "Do not neglect the tithe," Jesus says. Do not neglect the tithe. Tithing is something most of us don't want to talk about. Pastor Zach talks about the fact that money is the number one idol in the United States. And I think tithing is something that we shy away from. One, we don't understand how it came to be, even though we read about it in Scripture. It's interesting to me that Jesus talks much more about money and what we do with our money than probably anything else, certainly more than sex and in our relationships that way. Hesitant to want to talk about money with one another. I don't know if it's we're intimidated by the math. A tithe, by definition, is 10%, and calculating 10% is actually pretty easy. Just brief, quick math advice: you just move that decimal place over one to the left. Percent. It's not too hard. I had a seminary professor who encouraged us when talking about stewardship, or said that he had always wanted to, when talking about stewardship, taking the offering, to invite the congregation to take their checkbook, back at a time when people actually brought their checkbooks to church and actually wrote checks, but to hand their checkbook to the person next to them and let that person write their offering for the Sunday. We don't want anybody to know what we give to the church. We fold those checks over. We put them in an envelope with our number on it instead of our name. We keep it all secret. Well, I got a secret for you. Robin and I, we tithe. We tithe to the church. We give to at least 10% of what we make. And I'm not embarrassed to say it. I actually am happy to share that with you. And the reality is, you want to know how much we give? Well, my salary is in the church budget. And if you take that number and move the decimal place over, you'll know what my tithe is. We tithe on Robin's salary as well, and I haven't asked her for permission to share what that is. But it occurs to me that we worry about people knowing what we're giving to the church. And if we are tithing, what are we embarrassed about? What are we afraid of people knowing what we're giving to the church? Not in big flashy ways that we want, you know, billboards that talk about what we give, but should we be ashamed that we give generously back to the church? It seems to me that tithing and giving to the church is something we should do proudly. Again, not to build up our own reputation, but to acknowledge that we are trying to respond to God's word, to these red letters, and to be able to point out when we have given a tithe. We didn't start tithing right off the bat. We actually began to give a smaller percentage of our salaries. And over time, over years, we're able to build that up. And I encourage you to take a step, maybe even a small step, towards tithing if you're not already tithing. Pastor Zach encourages you to do it for 6 months, and that's a long time. But just encourage you to consider that. We give a tithe. We give out of what we have received so generously from God, and we do it first, an acknowledgement that all that we have and all that we are a gift from God. Tough challenge today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.